I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, another edition of Where Are They Now? We are talking to a former Knoxville volleyball standout, Ella Brazil, who is now currently continuing her career at Division II Belmont Abbey down in North Carolina. Ella, what's up? How you doing these days?
It's going good. You know, North Carolina, it's always fun down here. I love the team, and it's been a good just continuing my career at Belmont Abbey. It's always fun. You know, we keep it fun.
How was the season this year? I know, struggled for wins, but, otherwise, how'd everything come together for you?
I would say, a really good freshman season. I had a really good set of three seniors that showed me the ways and, of course, made friends on the team here at Abbey. I would say that we did struggle with putting, wins in the win column, but I would say that those losses don't really define us. I would say that that looking deeper into statistics and personality and who we are as a team really shows who we are as a program. So I would say that my freshman season has gone really well, and I'm excited for spring season. I'm, of course, excited to continue into my sophomore season.
You mentioned three seniors. Was that for the total of the team, and was it kind of a younger team this year?
Yeah, I would say a very, very young roster. The three seniors, one is out because she tore her ACL during an earlier game in the season. And then one junior middle blocker, Chloe Lauder, and then the rest are underclassmen that play. So I would say with the age in our roster, I would say that there is more to come.
What surprised you most about playing on the college level? Was it the speed of the game, the tall player, the height of the players? What was the biggest surprise when you first got out there for your first time in a college uniform?
I would say it's pretty comparison to previous seasons. There's nothing substantially different other than the ask of determination from me and the time that I give. Other than that, it's all pretty lax. It's we're all here to, compete, to have a good time and to continue our season, of course. So I wouldn't say nothing too substantially that stood out to me, except for the hours that I do give to this program.
Talking to former Knoxville volleyball standout Ella Brazil. She's currently playing volleyball, continuing her career, just finished her freshman season at Belmont Abbey in North Carolina. And you mentioned, you're asked more to do more. They need to, we're in high school. It almost sometimes is a full-time job. Is that kind of an accurate thing there?
I would definitely agree. Classes are more spread throughout the week, but the ask for volleyball, I'm in here 2 to 3 hours a day, not giving into film or outside of practice duties with weightlifting, and so I would say definitely there's a lot that goes into a collegiate program, and especially one here at Belmont Abbey.
And also the travel, you got to travel out of state, and I'm sure go to some, kind of neat places that you never thought you'd go to.
Oh, yes. You get really close to the players when you spend 4+ hours with them on the bus.
What was maybe a highlight this year for your season and maybe for you personally with the team?
I would say just the new connections that I made. I've never found this many friends in a team before, and it's really nice to just have that on a team. I would say, of course, the activities that we do, when we were down in Florida, we went on the ocean and saw dolphins and stuff. And then my first few weeks here as a freshman, we did a scavenger hunt. I just the memories that I've made in only being my freshman year, it just makes me excited for the next three.
And, you're quite a ways away from Iowa, but I know following your mom on Facebook and your family, they made trips to wherever you were playing and to North Carolina. So that had to feel great knowing that you kind of had a little cheering section in the crowd almost every time.
Oh, yes. It's really nice. I was kind of on the days for when my mom came to see me. And then Stacey Bacorn and her family also made the trek down to see me. Of course, Brittany was playing in Charlotte that next Sunday, but it was just nice to see familiar faces in my town.
Speaking of Brittany, do you kind of have time to keep up with her at Tulsa and kind of look in on what she's doing?
Oh, yes, I do make sure. We always check in on each other because, of course, being a student athlete's difficult, so we look into each other to kind of like talk to each other and through things and kind of debrief about things. So I keep up with her and her season and her stats and the highlights that are posted by Tulsa.
What are some things, and I don't know if you've had your season debrief from your coaches yet or not, but maybe, what are some things that you look at yourself and say, okay, I need to get better at this. I need to, get this, improve so I can help Belmont Abbey next year to get even to higher finishes.
What I've talked with Coach Tony about throughout the whole entire season was just like consistency. Like some practices, some weeks I would be on fire and full, just my presence there was, and then some weeks they were lacking. So definitely next year I'll have to take into account the difficulties of being a student athlete, but then make sure when I step into the gym and onto the court that I'm fully present and there. And then, of course, talking to my setters about what I expect for them and then holding, like, me and like, each other's accountable. So I think definitely that's what I'll have to highlight from this season to take into spring and then to take into the 2025 season.
And you mentioned student athlete at Division II level. There is a little more emphasis on the student part of it. How's that area going? And and with your classes and whatnot.
I would say it's good. I definitely it's definitely different from my high school classes, but I think the opportunity given to me through Knoxville to have the ability to take online classes through DMAC definitely. I'm a sophomore, so it definitely having that like lenience with like credit hours definitely has helped. But the ask of being a student athlete is a little more in depth than what it was in high school.
And what are you looking forward to most in the off season? You mentioned spring and summer. Do you have opportunities to maybe play, or what are the rules dictate with a college athlete like in that aspect?
So we only get, I believe it is 4 playing dates in the spring season because NCAA only allows so many hours in the gym when you're technically in your quote-unquote off season. But what I'm most like looking forward to is making like friends outside of volleyball. I love my volleyball friends, but to be able to expand my horizon through that and like hang out with friends, because like since the season is so asking of me, I haven't always been able to go out and hang out because I'm so tired, so my bed seems more compelling than going hanging out with friends. So I think that opportunity in the spring, I'm definitely looking most forward to.
All right. Well, Ella, thanks a lot for having time to talk to us. And, we're rooting for you up here in Iowa. And, don't be a stranger. If when you get an opportunity, come back and visit.
Of course.
All right. That's Ella Brazil, a former Knoxville volleyball player, now playing collegially at Belmont Abbey on today's Radio Sports, but today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA Careless.